69, there were many things that happened. Soon after he dropped the body, people started seeing him.
Oh.
Yeah, people started hearing him talk to them.
Mm.
They saw him somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And one of the most astounding thing that we hear from the Pakistanis is that Baba is still in body now, in 1669.
Mm-hmm.
So they have heard that Baba is frail and Baba is not well, but still they wanted to celebrate his birthday on a very large scale in Karachi.
Mm-hmm.
And they got an idea, it would be a nice thing if we have a live program on radio so that Baba and the Mandali can hear what's happening and how to do it. We have to befriend the program director of All Pakistan Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see what happens. Will he be conceding this, that? And so they started pushing little literature and photos of Baba to him.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he was very kind, but it was fantastic an idea, you know, to have go to the hall and give a live program like that, you see, and so forth. So what happened is that, well, he said, well, we'll see about it. And he said, yeah, but now February 25th, we are going to celebrate. So we want this to be done. Is it possible? Will it be all right? And this and that. So he said, yeah, we'll see. I can't promise you. He was very kind. He didn't want to refuse us. But at the same time, he didn't have in mind to do anything about it. That's how it was. And on 31st January, Baba passed away. They had passed the literature of Baba to this man and had said something on the phone, met him and all. So on 21st January, while he is having his siesta, big boss, and actually they do go home and they have lunch, full lunch, and they just lie down and so on. So after a while, he got up, you see, to go to the office, but while he is getting up from his bed, there is a window like this, with the panes and all that. On his bed he could see, so he sat up. And to his surprise, there was a veranda like that. And his visitors would come, some visitors would. So he sees somebody sitting there. And to his utter surprise, he sees the same figure who was made known to him that he is Mer Baba. He has seen many photos of Baba. So from there he says, Mer Baba, you are Mer Baba. How come you are here? You are in India. So he hears Baba say that, yeah, all this time I was in India, but now I am everywhere.
Hmm.
On 31st, late afternoon. Not late afternoon, but afternoon. So then what happens late afternoon when these people get the information, radio is blaring about Baba passing away, all over the places. So they started giving the information over the radio. So they want to contact this man, saying that the thing is that, well, the program has to be
changed.
Yeah, because so they are contacting him the same evening, mind you. And as soon as they contact him, the familiar voice is there with whom he used to communicate. He says, you want me to let know that Mer Baba has passed away? He says, how did you come to know? So then he tells this story. But being the they thought that, well, came to know over the radio, he being the director. But then he tells this story.
Then did he put something on the radio then?
Oh, then what happened, the sequel to it is very interesting. So he got interested in it. Not only that, but they are Mohammedan families. He got his wife, she had a very beautiful voice, to sing the Hindi aarti. Like, yeah, it was, we have tapes.
In Pakistan.
Yeah, in Pakistan. Yeah, they were so interested, you see. They created a nice program and they sent us the tape. They said, we have got to get it. And every Baba's birthday, we sing the aarti here at Mehrazad with her voice. Mm. Beautiful voice, uh-huh. She has.